short-circuited salvation. It's important to clearly and accurately share the gospel so there is no misunderstanding. Miscommunication can happen when someone assumes others understand without fully explaining. Salvation is like a narrow gate, Matthew 7:13-14. It's not only hard to find, but also comes at a great cost. Let's help others stay on the right path, ensuring their journey to redemption is not interrupted, distorted, or prematurely assumed to be complete. In Mark 10:17-26, we see how Jesus spoke to people about salvation. Jesus said to him, "One thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But at these words he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. As believers, we are called to share the gospel to bring people to Christ, not just to increase church attendance. Jesus was honest about what it takes to follow him. He didn't make it sound easy or tell people only what they wanted to hear. Salvation requires a true commitment. Many individuals mistakenly identify themselves as Christians without truly embodying the faith, which is a tragedy. This is highlighted in Matthew 7, verse 23, where it states, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." For those who sincerely wish to follow Christ, it is crucial to understand two key concepts: the gravity of sin and the supremacy of Christ. In our evangelistic efforts, we must ensure that we present the gospel clearly and effectively, enabling people to genuinely believe what is necessary for true conversion. Join us as we explore this topic further.